Chapter 1. I've been in captivity for decades, tormented and used by a bunch of entitled brats who never want to grow up. They abuse my magical abilities to keep themselves young and to defy gravity and fly every chance they get. In my natural form in this realm, I'm slight in size, maybe 4 inches tall at best, and I can fit into a gentleman's hand. However, the children who hold me and my magic hostage are not gentlemen by any means. It's a heavy burden on my magic, one that nearly drains me. It's a wonder I have survived this long, but if they keep at it, I won't see many more sunrises. Lily, make me fly! Peter insists as he stands outside the cage holding me hostage. His blonde hair stands in spikes, and his dark eyes looked as crazed as ever. I swear the magic keeping him under 10 years old all these years has made him even more batshit crazy than he was before. They drove me too hard last night. And I just don't have anything more in my magical reserves. I can't. I need rest. He picks up the cage and shakes it, throwing me from side to side like a rag doll in a chariot. His prepubescent face scrunches in anger. Do you wish to kill me? I yell as I tumble into the bars hard enough to leave a bruise. The shaking stops, but his glare is more focused. Maybe I'll pluck your wings, he snarls. Go ahead, then my magic will surely be gone. I climb to my feet and dust myself off. Peter is far worse than most of the others, and I guess he feels he has to show his dominance by beating up the poor, innocent Fae locked in this golden bird cage. It's ludicrous, but that's been my life since my sister ran off with another Fae, leaving me to fend for myself. That lasted only a few weeks before Peter trapped me, and I've been at the boy's mercy ever since. Unfortunately for me, not one of them has a merciful bone in their bodies. He slams my cage on the table, dropping me to the floor with the force. I don't look up until his angry ranting fades, and I am now alone in the room. I sigh as the flood of relief makes my muscles weak. If I hadn't already been sitting on the ground, I would have fallen into a puddle of shaking flesh. Peter and the Lost Boys used my magic to fly all over the island earlier, looking for a hidden treasure that doesn't exist. It's their game, one that takes all my concentration and drains me for at least a day. Then they wanted to go in search of a famous pirate who is said to have docked near one of the outer islands. They will have to wait another day because I don't have it in me to keep them above sea level for the trek out to the desolate island. Even now as they talk in the far room, their schemes of taking over the boat and sailing the seven seas, pillaging and slaughtering entire islands, sickens me. The pirate they speak of is renowned for both his generosity and his cunning. Even I have heard of Captain Hook, the mighty pirate who owns the high seas and rules them with an iron fist. Those who cross him disappear into the wind. If that is true, and Peter and his derelicts want to start a fight with such a man, who am I to stop them? Chapter 2. Sun blinds me as I'm stirred awake by motion. I don't know whether it's dawn or dusk, and it takes me a moment to acclimate. The blinding sunset masks the scenery, but I think I know where Peter is headed, especially running at this speed. His favorite place to launch into flight from. The cliffs with a drop of close to 100 feet right onto the deadliest crop of rocks I've ever seen. And I have seen them up close enough to know. You better wake up and get that magic flowing, he says and keeps on running. This is par for the course. No gentle waking and stretching and a moment to tap into my power. No, this is a panic pulse every time. And it's no wonder I am exhausted afterwards. None of them would survive that fall, and I doubt I would either. The jagged rocks below would break my cage as surely as they would break all their bones. Although I have dreamed about their cries of excitement turning to fear before the wet sound of flesh meets rock at terminal velocity. I toss all those thoughts away and weave my magic to enable the boys to defy gravity. They swoop down in swan dives with Peter in the lead and my cage extended out in his hand. I would hit first if my magic ever failed, and the little shit always comes close to nailing the jagged rocks with my cage. At the very last second, though, he corrects his trajectory to skim over the water by mere inches before flowing back up out of the reach of the sea predators. I just concentrate on keeping them airborne while I hope he isn't going to tax me. It's an empty hope because Peter always pushes me beyond the limit. The distance to where they are heading will likely deplete me of every ounce of my fae magic. He heads straight toward the outer islands, toward where they were told Captain Hook and his famous pirate ship are moored. I am sure Peter's pet crocodile uses this area as one of his hunting grounds.